brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Keeping you covered during severe weather for over 60 years. When you need to know, use WILO. The WILO weather team brings its expertise, resources, and experience to be there when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail and tornado events, heat advisories, and more. WILO has even surveyed tornado damage when a small 4.0 earthquake struck Clinton County. The station you can depend on, WILO.
Crumbling roads, dwindling budgets, dangerous bridges, old sewer systems, and no room for growth. Let's face it, the state of infrastructure in the United States is reaching critical proportions.
WILO presents A Chance to Talk About It on Wednesday, March 27th between 9:30 and 11 a.m. right after Party Line. Join Ken Hartman and Russ Casper as we talk with local officials from the Frankfort Street Department, the Clinton County Highway Department, NDOT, the Chamber of Commerce, among others.
The Infrastructure Summit on Wednesday, March 27th between 9:30 and 11 in the morning, brought to you by the station keeping you connected.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Monday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, along with Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, and joining me on the phone is Joyce Short. Joyce is the author of three books on sexual assault. Her latest is Your Consent, The Key to Conquering Sexual Assault, which is currently ranked number one on Amazon for new releases of legal dictionaries and terminology. She's also a TED Talks presenter, and her TED Talk is When Yes Means No, The Truth About Consent. I love TED Talks. And Joyce, thank you so much for being on this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here. Hope we can enlighten some people about consent today.
Well, I hope so, too. In something like this, we think we know it all. We think it's pretty black and white with no meaning no, yes meaning yes. First off, before we get into the details of that, are you a Purdue graduate by any chance?
I am not, no.
Oh, okay.
I did not attend Purdue.
I thought I saw somewhere there was a, you had a Purdue angle on this or something, which is just about a half hour up the road from us.
Well, Purdue in West Lafayette is where the case that began my TED Talk took place. Purdue is where a young fellow by the name of Donald Grant Ward climbed in bed with a young woman who was a Purdue student and tricked her into sex, and he was acquitted, which is why I began my TED Talk with the information about this story, because he basically tricked her into having sex by pretending that he was her boyfriend, and she didn't figure out what had happened until after the fact.
Yeah.
So that's my connection to Purdue.
Okay, I remember that story not too long ago on that. Is that just hard to prove, or why was he acquitted on that? What was kind of your take on that?
It was easy to prove because he admitted it, so it had nothing to do with proof. Usually when there are hearings on crimes, I often tell, I advocate for a lot of victims, and I often tell them, look, you know, you're not necessarily going to get a conviction because you might have truth on your side, but hearings really aren't about truth. They're about proof. Well, we had plenty of proof in this particular case because Donald Ward admitted to what he had done. So that wasn't the reason he was acquitted. He was acquitted because in the state of Indiana, what he did is not considered a crime.
And as a result, lawmakers are going to vote on a couple bills potentially that could close the loophole in Indiana's rape statute. How's that coming along?
Well, the TED Talk that I did was actually used by the representative at the time. Her name is Sally Segrist, in launching her legislative committee in order to write a law that will prevent this from happening in the future. So my TED Talk, Your Consent, the Key to Conquering Sexual, When Yes Means No, the Key to the Truth About Consent, was actually played for the people that were working on that law, and they also had a copy of my book, which you just mentioned, which is Your Consent, the Key to Conquering Sexual Assault. So they had all this information in order to try to create this new bill that was submitted. And unfortunately, Sally Segrist was not reelected. And so she turned over this information to Representative Donna Shabley. And Representative Shabley introduced the law. Now it's up to the legislators to actually bring this law up for consideration on the floor of the House of Representatives and the Senate. And this year, unfortunately, it's too late for them to do so. The time for them to have done so would have actually expired on February 18th. So even though the bill was introduced, it's unlikely to pass in this legislative session. That doesn't mean it goes away. It's still there, but it simply hasn't been acted upon for legislators. And if I were living in Indiana, I'd sure get on the phone to every single one of the legislators that represent you and say, look, this is absurd that this is not a criminal offense in Indiana. And I'd be a little concerned about sending a daughter or a son of mine to a school where this is not enforced.
Right.
Because it's basically opened the door for copycatting. People are aware that when you do this in the state of Indiana, in a dormitory at Notre Dame or Indiana State University or Purdue, you're not going to go to jail for it. You're not going to be held accountable for it. In fact, Grant Ward's record was expunged by the judge, and so it's as if this crime never even took place.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right at all. So your TED Talk is When Yes Means No, the Truth About Consent. And when you hear that, it kind of sounds like it's almost a contradiction. But I think as you spelled it out here in the first couple minutes of the program here, that does not include under deception, right? Because yes can mean no in that context.
Exactly. And our laws need to get this concept across. One of the problems that we have with our laws is, number one, they differ from state to state. So what's criminal in one state can be perfectly acceptable behavior in another. And in law, what isn't expressed is considered permissible under the law. That concept goes back to the Roman era, and it's still with us today. So if you don't accurately define what consent is. And model penal code really hits the nail on the head. Model penal code says specifically that consent is ineffective if induced by force, duress, or deception. So we can see how this applies in other things, but we close our eyes and fail to recognize it when we're dealing with sexual conduct. And we need to change that. In fact, this morning, I launched a song contest that I think would interest your listeners. The song contest is contained on my webpage, which is consentawareness.net. And basically, if they simply sing about consent based on the guidelines that they'll find on consent awareness, then they can win a $1,000 prize. So our intent, and I've teamed up with an organization called NYA Today Media, which is media for youth by youth. They can actually win a $1,000 prize for singing about the poem that they'll find on my webpage. And we hope that we have lots of people from Indiana that are joining in to make it really, really understandable to society what the meaning of consent actually is.
And that's a good way to just have people start talking about it, you know, who normally wouldn't.
Exactly.
Especially if you throw in a $1,000 prize, right?
You got it. and we'd love to raise more. You know, if we get some contributions from folks, maybe we can give away some more prizes. So even if you can't sing, you can get on the webpage, and, you know, if you make a contribution, we swear on a Bible that every nickel that we raise from people will be given out in prize money for people that enter into the song contest.
Excellent. So I see you're a three-time sexual assault survivor. Is this why this is near and dear to your heart?
You got it.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Did you have much support at the time when you had to deal with that?
No, I had zero support at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I find, as an advocate for sexual assault victims, that that hasn't changed much. It's really pretty ironic how badly sexual assault victims are treated by the authorities. I frequently go to police precincts with sexual assault victims. I've gone to Title IX with sexual assault victims. Right now I'm working on about four cases. One of them is the beginning of my new book, which is actually in pre-release right now on Amazon. So if people buy it right now in pre-release, it helps the ranking, and it helps to get that ranking high so that it draws attention when it actually becomes public on March 28th, which is right around the corner from now. So if anybody would like to help get that up in ranking, the time to buy it would be now. It would be very, very helpful. But the first story in my book is about a case that happened in New Jersey where a man gave a woman a drug rape. She passed out. She vomited, passed out, and she wakes up to him raping her on his garage floor. She went to the authorities, and the authorities basically ignored him. She came to me, ignored her,
mm-hmm.
And we found out subsequently that this man had, like, two other restraining orders against him, that he is violent towards women, and they still ignored him. And I said to the chief of police, you know, you're leaving a very dangerous man on the street, and if this man does this again, it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, I got contacted by another victim of his that got raped, and I called up the chief of police and I said, you know, this one's on you. I expect that you're going to do something about it. And fortunately, it didn't happen in his precinct. It happened a town over, and he's been very, very helpful in getting us the support we need to finally move forward on this case and to help get this man off the street. So it took having more than one victim in order to get the police to recognize what was happening.
So you said that a lot of the laws vary from state to state. Is there any effort, or would it be almost impossible to do, to come up with some kind of federal statute or mandate?
I would love to see a federal statute. I don't know if you've read my PDF of my book. I've been releasing it. Actually, from my web page, because there are a lot of people that want to make this happen, so I didn't want to wait until the 28th in order to put it in the hands of legislators or educators that are dealing with Title IX. So a lot of people already have my PDF, and the law that I would love to see enacted from state to state is the beginning of it starts with the It's on Us pledge, in which the first statement is non-consensual sex is sexual assault. So that is giving wide understanding to what actually constitutes a sexual assault. But we need to know what consent is in order to determine what's non-consensual.
Right.
And so the next part is the accurate definition of consent, FGKIA, which is freely given, knowledgeable, and informed agreement. So now we have Nuremberg Code, which is federal code that was created back around 1946 that resulted from the medical experiments that the Nazis did in Germany during World War II. And they were 27 Nazis that were put on trial, and the end result was that the authorities, the legislators, created Nuremberg Code, which clearly defines what consent means and applies it to medical experiments. So now if you are going through a medical a trial, you know, for, let's say, a cancer trial of a new medication, you need to sign a consent form that's consistent with Nuremberg Code, and Nuremberg Code requires that you sign that consent form. If you're a child, you have to sign an assent form because you're not yet at the age of reason. Therefore, even if you have knowledge and information, you may not be able to make good use of it. But as a child, you have to agree on the face of it, and that's considered assent. So a child signs an assent form, and their parent or guardian signs a consent form. So we see precedents for an understanding of consent in federal law. Actually, it's not federal law, it's federal code. So we could do this with a resolution. We could do it with a code that's federal. So far, we haven't seen any federal legislators that have come up with or backed this concept in order to make it a federal code. We have seen some attempts from state legislators. Penal code differs from state to state, and it's very, very difficult to get all 50 states and four jurisdictions, four territories, including D.C., Guam, Puerto Rico. I'm leaving one of them out. Can't recall which one it is right off the top of my head. But it's very difficult to get 54 sets of legislators throughout our country all pulling in the same direction, pulling those oars in the same direction. But it's certainly worth the effort. And everyone who listens and understands what consent is can go to their legislators and demand that the laws be enacted that says non-consensual sex is sexual assault, and consent is freely given, knowledgeable, and informed agreement. And if we had that law consistent throughout the United States, then people would be clear on what actually constitutes a sexual assault, and we wouldn't have the kind of confusion that's going on throughout society today.
Joyce, can you hang with us for another 8 minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a 2-minute commercial break, and we'll be back with more Party Line next on WILO.
At Nomer Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Nomer is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the Idea Bank Convention over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we make loans that encompass all your vehicle needs. From RVs to motorcycles, cars, trucks, ATVs, and more. If it has wheels, we have the right rates and the right loan for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Online at EncompassCU.org.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. Just about 8 minutes left in the program. My name's Kevin Keith. On the phone is Joyce Short. And today, Joyce and I are talking about the key to conquering sexual assault on a national level, a local level, a state level. Joyce, thanks again for being with us.
And thanks for having me, Kevin, sincerely.
You're welcome. How important is it to talk to kids about this, both boys and girls, at an early age?
100%. The TED Talk that I performed, I originally was thinking of turning down because I was contacted to perform this TED Talk at a Catholic school for girls. And I thought, when they contacted me, are you kidding? Do they really know what I'm talking about? I was encouraged by the organizers, by the school principal, by the school president, that this is so important for young people. And we need to have a society of children who grow into adulthood knowing what consent really is. And so it starts with children that are 3 years old, 5 years old, children that have to understand what consent is, when they receive consent, and how to apply it. In fact, that's why I teamed up with NYA Today on the song contest. NYA Today and I created a consent campaign that people can sit down with their kids, and they could be as young as 5 years old, go on to the consensual, consensual, okay, consensual, consensual campaign at NYA Today. And it's colorful, it's child-centric, it's a great way to engage them in a conversation about consent. And even a child as young as 5 years old can look at it. There's nothing salacious about it. It's a great learning tool for getting the concept of consent across the kids.
And we're going back to talking about that loophole in Indiana's rape statute by prohibiting rape by fraud and clarifying the meaning of consent. You know, even although that may be hard for young ones to understand, but they know the difference between right and wrong at an early age, don't they?
Yes, absolutely they do. Unfortunately, just because it's wrong doesn't necessarily mean to some people that that they shouldn't do it. And we need laws in order to protect society from people that ignore right and wrong, or they think that laws are to be broken, or that, you know, they can have whatever they want as long as they're not found out. And we need to stop that. We need to have accountability in our laws so that people that don't obey the laws know that there is a penalty for not obeying the laws. So there are people that are not guided by their conscience.
Right.
And we have to hold them accountable even though they're not guided by their conscience. And that's why laws are so important.
Well, we want to take everything seriously, but we do say in America people are innocent until proven guilty. What about the hashtag MeToo movement? Has that been helpful to at least bring awareness?
Absolutely. MeToo, Time's Up, these movements have brought awareness, but they're a movement in need of a solution. Just because we know it exists doesn't make it stop.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change something, And in fact, I had this conversation not too long ago with Tarana Burke, and she mentioned accountability in a talk that she gave at the 92nd Street Y. And I said to her, you know, the one thing that we can do, the most prominent thing that we can do in order to create accountability is to make sure that our laws clearly define consent and hold people accountable to the meaning of consent. And so laws are what will make the difference. And we should have a groundswell of people, not only that have come forward in indicating what happened to them, but also in standing up for a change that will make people accountable under our laws. And I'd love to see everybody that had a Me Too moment call their legislator and say, I want you to enact this into law today. Non-consensual sex is sexual assault, and consent is freely given, knowledgeable, and informed agreement. Hashtag FGKIA, sign it into law today. Make the world a safer place.
Joyce, we really appreciate your time this morning. I really enjoyed this conversation. Could you go ahead and tell us the website again? Give us the book, how we can get that?
Absolutely. My webpage is consentawareness.net. If you remember CAN, consentawareness.net, you'll be able to find the information about the phone contest there. My new book, and it would be really so helpful for people to get this book, make it go to the top, make it a New York Times bestseller, get it out there in the universe. It's called Your Consent, The Key to Conquering Sexual Assault.
And we can get that at Amazon right now, right?
Absolutely can. Right this minute.
Well, Joyce, keep up the good work, and maybe we'll talk to you later on this year or something and see how what kind of progress we've made.
Thank you, Kevin. I'd love to hear from you and hope we've got good news to report.
Thanks, Joyce. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. All right. Thank you for joining us today on Party Line for the first half of the portion of the program with Ken and I, and then talking to Joyce Short this last half hour. A reminder that we keep all of the last 5 days worth of Party Lines on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the website, click on the air tab, scroll down to Party Line. You'll see a picture of me and Ken there. And we've got the last 5 days of all of our Party Line programs on there on the days I remember to record them, which is most days. So you can check that out at your convenience as well. And again, Joyce Short, her website, if you want to check that out some more, is consentawareness.net, www.consentawareness.net. So hopefully Joyce will continue the good work and make some progress as well. Thanks again for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors, too. Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milder Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. Healthy Communities in the studio tomorrow morning for the second portion of Party Line. That starts at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.